What were your thoughts about the NCCTG analysis looking at concurrent versus sequential? The sequential was pretty similar to the HERA approach, yet there they didn't even see a statistically significant drop in relapse rate. You saw essentially a 50% drop.
It's an excellent question. All I can say is, I think, as most of the panelists said today, these results are all early. The median follow-up is relatively short. And all I can say is the data is the data. If you look at the HERA, it has a hazard ratio of 0.54. The cardiac toxicity rate is low. It's based at the moment, both efficacy and safety, upon over 1,600 patients per arm. The intergroup number of events is small. It's about 130 events. The complete events expected are 530. So they're only about a quarter of the way through. So it's very early to see these. But the differences are the differences. And it may well pan out in the end that the idea of synergy and giving these drugs together is perhaps somewhat better, slightly better, who knows, than giving them in a sequential manner. But we just have to see. The HERA results are the HERA results. They're based upon a large number of patients. The intergroup data is based upon a fewer number of events, and it's a short follow-up on each.